I mean, really, you know, things happen. It's a natural thing in football for people to get injured, and I mean, that's the way that we're taking it. And so happily, it was our quarterback and our receiver that, you know, that our offense were very dependent on. And the thing about that, just like in, I mean, everything else, I mean, like in life, when somebody loses a job, they hire another person. And I mean, we have plenty of people that are able to play those positions, and they just got to step up and do it.
Does that put more pressure on the defense, so to speak? I mean, you know, because a couple of you guys have talked about in the past how a guy like Tyler Bray gives you some leeway because, you know, usually, you know, they get
pressure on the defense, no. I mean, defense, all our game plan is we have our game objectives. You know, control the run, you know, control the pass efficiency, and, you know, create turnovers, you know. And that's what we've been doing the past 2 weeks, the whole season. And, you know, we just got to continue to get better at it, you know. Pass rushing, we haven't been consistent with it, and we've been consistent with the run. So that's always a good thing. And, you know, that's just something that we can continue to improve, you know.
Well, when you look at LSU, they're a team that, you know, usually on offense, they beat you more with skill than with razzle-dazzle and trickery and things like that. Are they just kind of an old-fashioned kind of itch-in-the-mouth offense?
They definitely are. They got speed in places where you need speed, and you know, and they have bulk in places where you need bulk. And I mean, it's going to be smash mouth SEC football, just like it was last Saturday. I mean, two good teams, and I mean, we just got to go and just hit them in the mouth as much as you can probably say about it.
Anything you have to be aware of with the team that's coaching quarterbacks the way they do when you
What changes when you go from one to the other or anything like that?
Nothing really changes except, I mean, what the ability the quarterback, you know, of the exchange has. So Jordan Jefferson, I mean, he's more of a spread quarterback. He can run, and, you know, he has ability to run, as you saw first play of the LSU game last year. And he can throw the ball, you know, pretty well. And James, Lee, the quarterback, he can throw the ball very well. So basically we want to affect Lee and, you know, prohibit him from, you know, having time in the pocket. And same way with Jordan Jefferson, but also with him contained. So.
Yeah, how frustrating.